Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning, California. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your headlines. Today is Election Day in the state and the final day to vote in California's primary election for presidential candidates. There are also many other races, of course, like the contest for California's U.S. Senate seat. And when it comes to that race, there's a wrinkle. Voters are being asked to vote twice in the Senate primary. That's because Senator Dianne Feinstein died while in office. Here's Kim Alexander with the California Voter Foundation.
That U.S. Senate seat that had been occupied by Senator Feinstein would have been on the ballot this election anyway. So it's an open seat. And then in addition, the remainder of the term is up for election as well. And that's that partial term that in reality is only going to be occupied by the winner for a couple of weeks before the full term seat takes the position.
And in case you were wondering, you can vote for the same candidate in both Senate races, or you can split your vote and vote for different candidates. California polling places and vote centers open at 7 a.m. today and close at 8 p.m. Any voter who's in line when the polls close at 8 may still vote. That includes voters dropping off a vote-by-mail ballot. Vote-by-mail ballots that are mailed must be postmarked on or before Election Day and received by March 12th for them to be counted. And if you aren't registered to vote, California does offer same-day provisional voter registration, with the votes counting after the person's information has been verified. The cold winter storm and blizzard conditions that complicated mountain travel and closed ski resorts in the Sierra this past weekend also significantly boosted California snowpack and the state's water supply. KQED's Ezra David Romero reports.
Last week, the snowpack was at 80% of average. It's now at 104%. A massive increase from just one storm. Andrew Schwartz runs the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Laboratory near Tahoe.
It's rare that we get 2 years in succession where we have enough water. So far, it's been an average winter, but that's exactly what we needed. Big winter to an average winter is a good thing.
Schwartz says so far, it looks like the snowpack will remain above average by the start of April, which usually marks the height of the snowpack. Meteorologists are forecasting two more storms this week, which could add even more snow to the Sierra. For the California Report, I'm Ezra David Romero.
And moving on, do you ever think you'll never get your foot into the door of California's residential real estate market? Well, applications open in early April for a state program that could help you buy your first home in California. It's called the California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. And when it first launched last year, it was so popular, it exhausted its $300 million in funding in the first 11 days. This year's program has about $250 million on the table. That's expected to help up to 2,000 households buy a house. But there are some changes as well to the program. Here to walk us through them is KQED's housing affordability editor, Aaron Baldessari. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, let's set the table here. What is the California Dream for All program exactly, and how does it work?
Yeah, so it's really designed to step in to help people who don't have access to generational wealth. So in California, right, we have a huge homeownership gap between white and black households. About 63% of white households own a home compared to 37% of black households. This program was really designed to try to help close that gap. And the way it works is that the state will give you a loan worth up to 20% of the purchase price of the home you want to buy, or $150,000. You have to repay that loan without interest when you sell the house, but you also have to repay 20% of the home's appreciation. That's why it's called a shared appreciation loan.
Okay, I got it. It all sounds pretty good. Who can apply?
So that's where some of the changes to this year's program come in. Last year, the program helped nearly 2,200 new homeowners buy a house. But of those, only 3% were Black, compared to 35% of white recipients. Another roughly one-third were Latino, and about a fifth were Asian American and Pacific Islander. So one way that the administrators of the program are trying to make it more accessible is that, in addition to being a first-time homebuyer, at least one person on the loan must also be a first-generation homebuyer, meaning their parents cannot currently own a home in the United States. You can also qualify if you've ever been in foster care. And they've lowered the income threshold from 150% of the area median income to 120%. If you don't know what that number is in your area, that's okay. Our story has a link where you can look up the income limit for each county. And some of the other requirements are that you must be a U.S. citizen, permanent resident, or qualified alien. You have to have a credit score of 680 and a debt-to-income ratio of no more than 45%.
Okay, you've referenced a lot of numbers. It all sounds pretty complicated. Is there any help for people who want to figure this out?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And in fact, it's sort of baked into the process. So if you think you qualify, the first thing you'll want to do is find an approved lender who is offering this program who can get you pre-approved. You'll need that letter in order to register in April. Then you have to take two courses. One of those is a 5 to 6 hour homebuyer education course. And the second one is a 1 hour course about how a shared appreciation mortgage works. Both are online and they're free.
And after all of that, who do we think is going to get selected?
Yeah, so last year it was first come, first served. This year there's going to be a lottery. So no need to file your application on the first day it opens. You'll have until the end of April to submit that application. And that's just to make sure that folks have more time to get through the process. Also new this year is that the awards will be given out on a geographic basis. So basically, the program administrators split the state into 9 different zones, and awards will be given out proportionally based on the number of households in each zone. If you do end up getting selected for a loan under the program, then you have 90 days to go out and find that dream home.
All right. We have been speaking to housing editor Erin Baldessari. I'm sure there's huge interest in this program. If you want to find out more about how it works, including income limits for every California county, as well as links to approved lenders and housing counselors in her story, that's on our website, kqed.org. Erin, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you.
And that is this edition of the California Report. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. The Wesley Foundation, investing in California's underserved children and youth. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.